Good evening, respected viewers. I'm George from Ireland. So commenting on His Majesty the King's first Christmas Day speech, because it's a tradition dating back to about 1932. So when the monarch has addressed the people of the United Kingdom and the Commonwealth, 3 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. So it's not broadcast live. They record it some days beforehand. And you can tell that because the establishing shot showed Windsor Castle. And there was a lot of ice on the ground, and he was speaking at St. George's Chapel, Windsor. And as you may know, the House of Windsor has all spent Christmas at Sandringham for well over a century. That's their one of their private estates is in Norfolk. Anyway, so Charles III, he got the highest viewing figures for the monarch's Christmas Day speech this century. Well, there's only 22 years of this century, but 10.7 million. But obviously, there's a renewed public interest because, well, it's this monarch's first ever Christmas Day address, and that no doubt will dip. So it was almost 9 million last time. Now, bear in mind that the population of the United Kingdom is 70 million. So you might say not terribly impressive, but when something's been going for a very long time, people tend to get fairly bored with it. You need to jazz it up every once in a while. I think that's within the United Kingdom figures of 10.7 million. Because you've got to bear in mind for the Commonwealth, that might be the middle of the night for some Commonwealth countries. And obviously he's head of state of, I think, 14 other Commonwealth realms, because of course Barbados dumped the monarchy several months ago. And for most Commonwealth countries are republics, so it's not terribly important to them. But anyway, it was delivered with his trademark regal aplomb. And he uses as a chance to say that many people are really struggling to make ends meet. Sympathy towards them, but no actual action for this multi-billionaire. He's never actually going to give a brass farthing to the needy, despite the supposed caring. This was it's not a live event. As I said, they had that chapel of St. George's, sorry, the choir of St. George's Chapel, Windsor, playing as well. It's superbly crafted. They often take great care about the background, the Christmas tree decorations, the baubles, of course. And he only spoke for about 8 minutes, but they cut in, because watching him for 8 minutes was too tedious. You have to watch me for 8 minutes. Well, you don't have to watch, you switch off mostly, but it cut in images of them performing public duties, the royal family going around. So he pointedly mentioned the Prince and Princess of Wales, that's Prince William and Prince Harry. Yeah, but he did not talk about mention Prince Harry. Well, no, talk about Prince William and Princess Kate. He did not talk about the other two, about Harry and Meghan. Thank God, because it's so recent that they mentioned what was it again? That they gave that dreadful interview, that dreadful 9-hour series, selling the family for 30 pieces of silver. Or more accurately, £80 million, and saying every damaging thing they could possibly come up with. So so people said that was a mild snub to them. And anyway, he expressed his gratitude towards his armed forces, the British Army, the Royal Navy, the Royal Air Force, and the emergency services, the ambulance service, the National Health Service, the fire brigade. He said all of whom are striving to keep us safe. Obviously not mentioning strikes. So he's meant to stay away from politically contentious topics. Anyway, so people thought, well, he did pretty well on this one. He didn't mention the environment, so far as I know. And he obviously is an effective public speaker. He's had enough practice at it. It's not terribly animated, but not actually dull. And one of the reasons that they do it quite quickly is to do a quite short one, as people actually watch. But some people say that he was surreptitiously almost slagging off the Conservative Party because talking about poverty in the country and things like that. But this will have been presumably passed by ministers as safe, yeah, not openly partisan. But the public sector staff, many of whom are on strike. He lauded the selfless dedication of these people. And this is what he briefly said. We see it in our health and social care services, social care professionals, our teachers, and indeed all those who work in the public sector whose skill and commitment are the heart of our communities. And at this time of great anxiety and hardship, be it for those around the world facing conflict, famine, or natural disaster, or for those at home finding ways to pay their bills and keep their families fed and warm, we see in the humanity of people throughout our nations, the Commonwealth, who so readily respond to the plight of others. That's the end of the quotation. So there are a lot of these public sector strikes. Is he impliedly speaking up for them and things like that? Some people say he was hinting that, at his disapprobation of cuts to the overseas aid budget. Well, you know, you have to look after your own family, first of all. And why doesn't he give any of his many millions that the people on minimum wage had paid him to them? You know, some of his own family's fortune comes directly from slavery. Remember, the British royal family owned lots of shares in the Royal African Company. And then the main commodity they traded in was our own species. So he's personally living in the lap of luxury because of that. His opulence is built almost literally on the flesh and bones of enslaved people from West Africa. But no, he's never going to give a bean to the descendants of the victims. So it's all very well him riding his moral high horse about this, but action speaks louder than the words. Anyway, so Conservative MPs thought might be harrowing about this, not terribly pleased about it. He didn't actually mention strikes or anything like that. So what else to point out about this? So there was big speculation, would he allude to his younger son, Prince Harry, and Harry's good wife, the Duchess of Sussex? That's Princess Meghan. No, he didn't. And unsurprisingly, Prince Charles did not talk about his younger brother, Prince Andrew, whom, of course, they'd like to cast into the outer darkness. They would never show his ugly mug again and never open his mouth again. That would be the best thing for the House of Windsor. So, yeah, it was quite a well-done one. Not terribly exciting, more or less what you'd expect. I suppose people want a bit of normalcy, continuity, and stability in this time of turmoil. So was it bland occasionally? Well, perhaps. All right. So thank you so much for watching my video. I think King Charles III, I think he got it about right. It hasn't provoked too much criticism. And people have often castigated him, saying, well, he's too overtly political. He takes up tendentious causes on the environment. Even if you agree with him, he shouldn't do that. Imagine he was espousing the opposite viewpoint. Well, that would be unacceptable too. So he ought to keep his loud mouth shut and keep his nose out of the political sphere. Remember, His Majesty the King does not have the right to vote. The monarch is supposed to be above politics. So he must not be entering the tilt yard in terms of politics. So please donate to me on PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com, and kindly subscribe at Patreon. Really needed that to keep the channel going. And tell me what videos you'd like me to make and broadcast. Thank you for the donation on Christmas Eve, that person. If you want me to actually name you the person who donates, I shall. But most people choose to be anonymous. Toodle-pip.